Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, who is furiously at work, even though it's the holiday season, with all things involving the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, joining us here. Mr. McLean, good to have you again. Let's talk. And you might think it's time to slow down, but oh my goodness, what a big, big Saturday that they have at Louisiana at the fairgrounds. Champions Day at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, these are for Louisiana breds, Buzzy. And, you know, a lot of people kind of stopped years ago when they had these big days for state bred programs. But state bred programs have really become very, very important, not only for the racing on those particular days, but to supplement the farm or the agricultural aspect of those particular states. And the breeding programs have really become pretty substantial, not only in Louisiana, but Florida and Maryland and New York and Pennsylvania and a lot of the other states that obviously don't have the depth of the stallion population that Kentucky does. But these days have become really, really important, and really some good horses have come out of these programs.
Absolutely. So, for instance, at the fairgrounds today, you've got 10 Louisiana-bred stakes with over $1 million in purses up for grabs, and the Grade 2 winner, Minute to Stardom, is headlining things.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of the best Louisiana breds in the history of the program. Buzzy, whenever you can step outside of the restricted race category and win a Grade 2 race, it really stamps your program as being legitimate. And this filly has done that, being by a daughter of Star Guitar, who's really become the number one stallion in Louisiana. He raced and now stands for Benoit Britton's stables.
Right.
And really was an outstanding race horse, but he won 24 of his 30 lifetime starts and raced most exclusively in the stakes. He won 5 Louisiana Champion Day stakes en route to banking over $1.7 million. I don't care where you race and who you're racing against. When you win 24 out of 30 and can bank nearly $2 million, you're doing something pretty good. And
he's gone on
to become a really good stallion.
Okay, so Minute to Stardom was the upset winner in the Grade 2 Honorable Miss in July at Saratoga as the 20-to-1 shot. So talk to us about this race and the spot she's in.
Yeah, you know, this is a really quick filly, and she's got a lot of talent, kind of like her father, Star Guitar. She has a tremendous amount of speed, and I think that that's really going to be the key to her game this afternoon down at the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is really a racetrack that's fair and plays to a lot of different styles of racing, Buzzy. It's very similar to Churchill Downs in that regard, and obviously owned by Churchill Downs. The racing surface is very similar. The long stretch is very similar. The wide kind of sweeping turns, very similar. But this really, I think, has the speed. I think she stands out in this crowd, having come being a Grade 2 winner. I think that she's a single as you look at your horizontal plays, the pick threes, pick fours, and probably a key when you're playing your exactives. Not going to be much value on the straight wager, but she just is you can't have a day like this without having a superstar to kind of crow about a little bit. And the Louisiana Bred program could really hang their hat on this filly.
Sure.
She has not only done well inside the state bred program, but she's carried that banner well. And, you know, when you go to Saratoga and you win a Grade 2 race, you're a legitimate racehorse.
No question. Okay, so the question is, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, I don't think you try to beat her. I think you single her in some of the horizontal plays. Like I said, there's a couple of other horses that I think you can key on in this program as well. In the juvenile, you've got Chimney Rock. He stands out in that field of 8, trained by Mike Maker, a son of Artie Schiller. He ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint at Santa Anita.
Right.
He's listed at 8-5 in the morning line, but Chimney Rock's another one I think you can single. And then you can spread out a little bit in some of the other races. And the Classic, Under Pressure, is coming back to try to defend his title, which is always, I think, one of the most difficult things to do in racing, is to win the same stakes 2 times in a row or 3 times in a row. He's the 5-2 favorite. Going to get Corey Lannery up. But there's a couple of horses in there that I really like as well. But, you know, I think, Buzzy, you can make play under pressure, use him a little bit, Chimney Rock and Minute to Stardom, and then kind of spread out in the rest of them. I'd say the Lassie Stakes, which is a two-year-old, six furlong race. I really like the Chari Girl in there. She'll be ridden by Florian Giroux, daughter of Tapiture. You can spread out a little bit over in the turf race, particularly Magic Bow, who's owned by Britland Stable as well. You know, she was claimed for just $5,000.
Wow.
You know, she's now got a real good chance, I think, in this particular race. But what I would try to do, Buzzy, is key on Minute to Stardom, key on Chimney Rock, maybe key on Under Pressure a little bit, maybe spread out just a hair there in that race, but also spread out in some of the other, maybe even hit that all button in that turf race.
There you go. And, of course, for all of Gene's selections for this great day down in Louisiana, that whole million-dollar 10-race card, all you have to do is go to the PressBoxLTS.com right here on the Facebook page and get all those picks from Gene McLean. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview has been brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, I hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you, my friend.
Yeah, and we may sneak away to go down to New Orleans for a good weekend of racing here before long. You know, it's a great town to visit, great town to have a good meal.
Yeah.
Never a bad time to watch a Mardi Gras parade.
Come on, let's go.
You may just have to make a trip down to the old Louisiana Bayou.
Exactly. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Here's where my friend, love you.
Love you, pal. Take care.